KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies. It's 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high near 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston say three people were arrested over the weekend and a vehicle theft was reported. A resident who lives in the 900 block of North Walnut Street in Creston reported early this morning that someone had taken her 2000 Ford F-150 pickup that was parked in front of her home. The pickup was brown with Iowa personalized license plates that read number 1 and the letters D-C-Y-P-L-E, or one disciple if you spell that out. The loss was estimated at $4,000. Two people were arrested Saturday in Creston. 23-year-old Casey Bird of Creston was arrested for driving while revoked, an OWI first offense. Bird was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And 33-year-old Jamie Sabatka Killian of Creston was arrested Saturday evening on two charges of animal neglect. The woman was later released from the Ringgold County Jail on a promise to appear in court. And early Friday morning, 30-year-old Brandon Clayton of Creston was arrested for OWI second offense. He was later released from custody on a $2,000 bond. Authorities say a man who died at a hospital after being pulled from Carter Lake was a 19-year-old from Guatemala. Firefighters responded to the call about the man in trouble just after 2 p.m. Saturday. They tried in vain to rescue him, and Carter Lake police say he was pronounced dead at a hospital in Omaha. Carter Lake Police Chief Sean Kennedy said the man was identified as Manuel Lorenzo Cortez. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer on Saturday said that after a lengthy investigation, the Audubon Police Department had arrested 36-year-old Angel Marie Sepker of Audubon. Sepker faces multiple charges, including possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver within 1,000 feet of a school, a Class D felony, a B felony charge of ongoing criminal conduct, a Class D felony charge of failure to affix a drug tax stamp, three counts of child endangerment, gathering where illegal substances are used, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Sepker remained in the Audubon County Jail over the weekend on $25,000 cash bond. An investigation into her case remains open. The Audubon Police Department was assisted in executing a search warrant at her home by Audubon County Sheriff's Deputy Tibbetts and K-9 Axel, as well as the Iowa State Patrol. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports also four recent arrests over the past couple of weeks. On June the 10th, 22-year-old Dalen Jean Clean of Audubon was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. He was cited and released on a promise to appear later in court. On June the 7th, 34-year-old Juan Manuel Anaya Mendez of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant, and he was turned over to the Cass County Sheriff's Office. And on May 24th, Audubon police arrested 33-year-old Jason Schumann of Audubon for domestic abuse assault with intent to inflict serious injury, and 50-year-old Scott Gerard Coppold of Harlan for public intoxication. Coppold pled guilty and was released the following day. Schumann was taken to the Audubon County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Early Sunday morning, the Fremont County K-9 unit was conducting an investigation in Sydney. And following the investigation, a traffic stop was made in Shenandoah that resulted in the arrest of 64-year-old Jackie Kendrick of Newmarket. Kendrick was found to be in possession of 13 bags of methamphetamine and marijuana, as well as drug packaging equipment. He was arrested for possession of meth with the intent to deliver and was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $50,000 bond. His case remains under investigation. A man from Nebraska was arrested Saturday following a fight at the County Line Lounge in Shenandoah. Sheriff's deputies from Fremont County assisted Shenandoah police in arresting 32-year-old Robert Scott DeLamont of Omaha, who was charged with public intoxication. DeLamont was transported to the Fremont County Jail and held on $300 bond. Later Saturday evening, Fremont County deputies were called to the Thurman exit off Interstate 29 for a reported disturbance. And following an investigation, 57-year-old Daniel Kitchens of Sydney was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. Kitchens was brought to the Fremont County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. A traffic stop Sunday morning near Thurman resulted in the arrest of four people on drug charges. The sheriff's office said this morning that during an investigation, 17-year-old Hannah Bozer of Farragut, 18-year-olds Dakota Moss and Kristen Cash, and 19-year-old Freddie Cortez, all of Nebraska City, Nebraska, were arrested for possession of a controlled substance. The suspects were booked into the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 bond. Bezer was later released to a family member. A man from Adair County was cited for failing to obey a traffic control device following a collision Saturday afternoon in Creston. The Creston Police Department says 35-year-old Christopher Lee Bollinger of Greenfield was traveling west on Town Line Road at around 2 p.m. and didn't notice the light had changed at the intersection with Lincoln Street as because he was talking to a passenger in the vehicle. The 1999 Ford pickup Bollinger was driving went through the red light and was hit by a 2008 Chevy Impala driven by a 68-year-old Judy Callahan of Creston as she was traveling north on Lincoln. Callahan had stopped at the red light and was continuing north when her light turned green when the accident occurred. The car struck the pickup on the left side, causing a total of $10,000 damage. There were no injuries reported. A jury has found a Council Bluffs man guilty of four counts of second-degree sexual abuse involving a child. 47-year-old Michael Weininger was found guilty Friday in Pottawatomie County District Court. Prosecutors say Weininger abused a girl under the age of 12 several times in 2013 and 2014. He faces up to 25 years on each conviction when he's sentenced August 24th. Weininger is being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail until his sentencing. A Northwest Iowa man was charged with murdering his sister over the weekend. Lamar's police have arrested 33-year-old Thomas Bibler of Lamar's for allegedly stabbing to death his 27-year-old sister, Shannon Bogue. Witnesses to the stabbing identified Bibler of Lamar's as the suspect. Bogue was transported to the Floyd Valley Hospital in Lamar's, where she was pronounced dead. Authorities from Lamar's and Plymouth County, along with the Sioux County Special Response Team, responded to the scene and entered Bibler's apartment to make the arrest. Bibler was being held in the Plymouth County Jail on a first-degree murder and assault causing serious injury charges. His bond was set at $350,000. The Cass County Memorial Hospital's Board of Trustees will hold a special meeting this evening in CCMH Conference Room No. 1. During that 5 o'clock session, the board will discuss a community complaint with regard to water runoff and selecting an interim chief executive officer, or CEO, and a CEO recruitment strategy. Last Monday, you may recall the board chairman, Ned Brown, had announced that CCHS CEO Todd Hudspeth was fired based on his actions and his judgment in several recent situations. Their action followed word that Hudspeth had entered an Alford plea in connection with his forgery case in Buena Vista County. Hudspeth is set to appear in court August 1st for a plea-taking hearing. And residents in the Northwest Iowa town that calls itself the popcorn capital of the world plan to cook up a massive popcorn ball later this week to reclaim the title of the world's largest popcorn ball. Shirley Phillips, executive director of Western Iowa Tourism, says Sac City already has set the world record three previous times, most recently with a 5,000-pound popcorn ball in 2009.
The Indiana State Fair built a popcorn ball last year during their fair at 6,500 pounds. So that certainly surpassed our 5,000 pound record. This year we're going to attempt to make an 8,000 to 10,000 pound, and I can tell you the reason there's a gap in there is because when we get so aggressive at building the popcorn ball, sometimes we don't stop when we should.
It's anticipated the new record-setting popcorn ball will be 10 to 12 feet tall. A larger building is being constructed in Sac City just to house it, Phillips says, and the small army is being assembled to create the enormous sphere of popcorn on Saturday.
I think last time it took us 12 and a half hours, and it took 253 volunteers. So we'll take all the volunteer help we can get that wants to punch and pack popcorn that day.
The final weight will be verified by an Iowa Department of Transportation scale, but she notes before it comes to that, it'll be a complicated process to create the world's largest popcorn ball.
The Noble Popcorn plant here in Sac City actually makes and sells flavored popcorn. So they have these huge cookers that'll cook 60 to 65 pound batches at a time. What they do is mix up the sugar and the syrup, and it has to be an edible recipe to make the flavored popcorn, and then it dumps out onto a conveyor belt, which we grab in big buckets, and you start punching and packing into a popcorn ball shape.
Sac City first created the world's largest popcorn ball in 1995, weighing 2,225 pounds. That record was later beaten, and another record setter was created in 2004, tipping the scales at 3,100 pounds. Again, someone built a bigger one, and Sac City created its most recent 5,000-pound popcorn boulder in 2004. Phillips says popcorn was introduced to growers in Sac County back in 1885. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.